Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 27th of July, 1970. The Avyakt image, the image that attracts, the Alaukik image and the image of cheerfulness. In what form is Bab Dada seeing you today? What is Bab Dada seeing on the face of each of you? Do you know? Baba is seeing to what extent each of you has become an avyakt image, that is, a subtle image, an image that attracts, an alaukik image, that is, a unique image, and an image of cheerfulness. All these four qualities can be seen on your face. Your face gives a vision to the extent to which you have become that image. Just as you see your physical face in a mirror, in the same way, can you see these qualities? What vision of yourself do you see in the mirror when you look into it? Out of the four qualifications, what is the main virtue that you see in yourself? Each of you should have the practice of looking at yourself. The final stage has to be such that the face of each of you reveals all these qualities. At present, some qualities are incognito and some are revealed. Some virtues are special and some are present to a lesser extent. However, in the perfect stage, in which all of you will be glorified number-wise, all these virtues will be seen to an equal extent and in a revealed form. The more your virtues are revealed, the greater the glorification that will take place. For what special task has Baba come today? For the Pandav army. Today, it is the start of a party for the Pandavas. Do you know what newness you have to bring about in yourself? You have come to a special party. And so, what will you especially imbibe? Each of the Pandavas gave his own name to Baba. Baba continued, "Teachers, tell Baba what you wish this Pandav army to do. If they hear it in advance, they will start to imbibe all those points into themselves. And then, you will not have to make any effort afterwards. What do you wish them to achieve? All of them can change themselves in 1 second. There cannot be anything difficult. And those who become instruments receive very good help." The Pandav army has been remembered from the previous kalpa. The task of the Pandav army is also remembered. Whatever happened a kalpa ago has to be repeated once again. Today, Baba is telling you what you have to imbibe within yourself in order for you to become avyakt or to achieve the aim that all of you just spoke about. What do all of you Pandavas call yourselves? You are called the children of Almighty God, the Father, are you not? So what are the main powers you have to imbibe within yourself in order to become avyakt? Only then will you be able to achieve the aim that you have kept for yourself. Baba is telling you which main powers you have to imbibe within yourself before you go from this pati. There are many powers, but the main powers needed are the power to tolerate, the power to discriminate, the power to condense expansion, and the power to create expansion. Sometimes, you have to reduce expansion and sometimes you have to create expansion. You also need the power to pack up, the power to accommodate, the power to face, and the power to make decisions. Together with these powers, you also need the power to make others loving and cooperative. That is, you also need the power to bring everyone into harmony. So, you have to imbibe all these powers. Only then will you be able to achieve all the qualifications. It is not only possible, it has to happen. We definitely have to achieve this before we go. These are the words of those who have faith in the intellect, which is why there is a special aspect. You have to imbibe spirituality, and together with that, there should also be godly intoxication. You have to imbibe both these things and let go of one thing. What is that? Someone said that you have to renounce being bossy, and someone else said you have to renounce feeling inferior. This is good. Sometimes, because you do not have faith in yourself, you are not able to achieve much work. This is why Baba says, you have to renounce feeling inferior. You also have to renounce being bossy. Secondly, you keep changing your form all the time. Sometimes you are one form and sometimes another form. Before you go, you have to renounce this and imbibe a constant avyakt and alaukik form. Acha. All of you have a tilak, do you not? Now, the gift from this bhakti has to be given. What gift will you be given? You already have a tilak. Are you also those wearing a crown, or do you still have to be given a crown? If you are wearing a small crown now, then in the future also, there will be something missing. You have come to this patti to become the world emperors. The crown of the world emperor is the largest of all. You also have to learn the lesson of what responsibilities he has to fulfill. This is also a very good gathering. Your teacher, Dadi Chandramani, is very happy because she is seeing that all her students will become world emperors. Do you know what the name of this group is? Each of you has a special virtue. And therefore, this is a group of special souls. Do you consider yourselves to be special souls? Look, these keychains, that is a keychain of the Trimurti, is being given to you as a gift. On seeing the aim, you have to imbibe the qualifications of that aim. You have to bring about unity in the sanskars of one another. Together with that, you are given the key as a symbol. That is, you have to go back with the key of all the powers that were just related. However, both these things will only be with you all the time when you have the accurate knowledge of the Creator and the creation in your awareness. This gift is a souvenir to remind you of that. Do you consider yourself to be an image of success? Success means that you have to imbibe all the virtues. When you have success in everything, you will be called the image of perfection. By carrying out all the tasks in the awareness of being the stars of success, you will attain the right to success. By being the stars of success, you develop the power to confront. By keeping success in front of you, circumstances change and you will attain success in a practical way. What are the qualifications of the stars who are close? You have to become like those you are close to. Bap Dada's virtues and task will be practically revealed in the stars who are close. The closer they are, the more equality there will be in them. Their faces will be the mirrors that give visions of Bap Dada's face. They do not have to make so much effort to give Bap Dada's introduction because they themselves are the images that give the introduction. As soon as others see them, they receive the introduction to Bap Dada. You will see such practical proof in service. Though they may see you, they will be attracted towards Bap Dada. This is called Son Shows Father. Love brings you closer. Do you know your image of love? Love can never remain incognito. The stamp of the one you have love for is visible in your every step. You have to become an image that attracts to the same extent that you are the image of cheerfulness. In order to constantly remain an image that attracts, you have to imbibe the subtle form whilst engaged in the corporeal tasks. By imbibing the qualifications of being introverted and staying in solitude, you will easily be able to achieve success in whatever aim you have kept for yourself. You can attain success with the right instruments. Which special virtue must you keep in front of you so that you attain constant, complete success? By having which virtue did Sakar Baba achieve success in the practical form? By being generous-hearted. The more generous you are, in Hindi, udar means generous, the more you can become an instrument to uplift, in Hindi, udhar, others. By being generous, you can become worthy to receive cooperation from everyone. You should think that you are the souls who are the instruments who uplift all souls. This is why you must be generous in every aspect. You have to be generous in your thoughts, words, and actions. You also have to be in connection with others. You are becoming that, and you have to continue to become that. The more generous-hearted you are, the more you are an image that attracts. So you have to progress in this effort and bring about glorification. Whilst living in Madhuban, you have to adopt sweetness and an attitude of unlimited disinterest. This is the main aim of Madhuban. This is called Madhuban. If you have this aim whilst living outside, then it means that you are a Madhuban Nivasi. The more responsibilities you take here, the more respect you will receive from the subjects there. In order to receive cooperation, you have to have love for everyone. To have love for all and to be cooperative with all. The more cooperative you become, the more you can come into relationship with everyone. This group should especially become the ones that tour around everywhere, because it is by coming into relationship with everyone that you will be able to give cooperation to everyone and also be able to receive cooperation from everyone. While seeing and hearing about the speciality of each soul and by coming into contact with them, you are able to imbibe those specialities into yourself. So, you have to become those who are cooperative with everyone in a practical way. For this, the Pandav army has to become those who tour around everywhere. In order for the fire of yoga to remain constantly ignited, you have to be very cautious about your thoughts, words, actions, and relationships. Then, this fire will remain alight all the time. If you ignite it and put it out again and again, time will be wasted and you will also reduce your status. You must have as much power as you have love. Can you become subtle in 1 second and corporeal in 1 second? This service is also essential. Just as you have many instruments for service, in the same way, this practice is also an instrument for the benefit of many souls. You can attract any soul through this service. There is no expense in this. Create plans where you can achieve greater glorification through less expense. Each of you has one or another special power. But if each of you has all the virtues, what will you become? Master, Almighty, Authority. You have to become elevated in all virtues. The special deities have all the virtues to an equal extent. So you now have to make this effort. Acha. Om. Shanti.